A student came to me asking, next one, brothers and sisters, if the Sahibul Hal is indefinite and you want to bring a hal, then it will come in the form of a jumla with wawul hal. This is very easy. It should be a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence with vowel hal. Now this is what we have been doing it before. For example, brother and sister, ja'ani waladun. What is ja'a? Fi'al madi. After that, nunu wikaya. What is ya mutakallim? Mafulun bi. Where is the fa'il? Waladun. Okay? Waladun. So, we want to bring the hal. So it will be Wahuwa Yabuki. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is Waw? Wawul hal. Huwa Mubtada. Yabki is Jumla Failia Khabar. And then we'll say Al Jumlatul Ismiyatu. We have to write down the whole sentence. Wahuwa Yabki. This is coming as a Ha. This is what we used to do before. Now, there's an example from Quran which depicts the same situation. أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ كَرِيَةٍ. What is the meaning of that? Like the one who passed by a village or township. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. So, where is the Sahibul Hal? It is Kariyatin. Kariyatin is our Sahibul Hal. Is it definite, indefinite? Indefinite. Now, if we have to bring Hal, we have to bring it in the form of the Jumla and with Wawul Hal. Wa Hiya. So, what is Hiya now referring to? Kariyatin. Wahiya khaviyatun. What is the meaning of khaviyatun? Empty. Ruined. Desolate. Ala urushiha. What is urush? Brother and sister, write down. Arshun is the roof. Write down. Arshun. Is the roof. And what is the jama? Urushun. What is the translation, brothers and sisters? Or like him who passed by a township while it was in utter ruins. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So where is Sahibul Hal? Sahibul Hal, Kariyatin. And where is the hal? Vowel hal plus the rest of the jumla. Okay. Now these are the rules and regulations. But sometimes there are exceptions. So we have one exception coming in the form of hadith. What is that, brothers and sisters? Sometimes the Sahibul Hal may be indefinite without meeting these requirements, as in this hadith. Okay, brothers and sisters, this is the hadith. First time reading, Salla, Fil Madi, Form 2, Salla, Yusalli, Salla, Rasulullahi. Okay, Rasulu is the fa'il, mudaf ilayhi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put it in the bracket. So that we can go back to the hal directly. So it is Sallallahu Rasulullahi ka'idan. Are you with me? Translation, brother and sisters. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed while sitting. Are you with me? While sitting. Very good. Wasalla and prayed Wara'ahu behind him. What is Wara'ah? What is Wara'ah? Zarf. What kind of a zarf? Zarfu makan. Zarfu makan. And who? What is who there? Mudafili. Very good. Rijalun. This is the file of the Salla. Rijalun. And what is it? Kiyaman, standing. But brother, Rija loan is indefinite. The Sahibul Hal cannot come like this. It has to come before it. Are you with me? It did not come. But this is an exception. Kinds of Hal. Okay, brothers and sisters? Kinds of Hal. Hal is either a word, mufrad, or it is a sentence. A halul jumlatu. Halul mufrad. We have already seen examples of this. Here is another example, brother. Dakhala al mudarrisul fasla. Translation, brother? The teacher entered the classroom. In what condition did he enter? Hamilan, carrying. So hamilan is mufrad, one word. Are you with me? So that is your hal. And where is the sahibul hal? Al mudarris. Kutuban. Books. But brothers and sisters, kutuban. It is mansub. Now this is where, you know, the thing that I had told you before. What was the thing that I told you before, brothers and sisters? Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minati. You remember that verse? Wahafidina furujahum mafulun bihi. For what? Ismu fa'il. Are you with me? So now we are learning in detail here. Okay, brother and sister, what is hamilan? It is hal. Correct. But what is hamilan? It is ismu fa'il. So kutuban is mafulun bihi for hamilan. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This is something you should know, watch for it, and understand it. It's very easy, brothers and sisters. Remember, we have learned, you know, and we know thoroughly that when the verb is transitive, there is mafulun bihi. But we also learned that a mastar can make mafulun bihi. Now we are learning that ism fa'il can make a mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Watch for these. So kutuban is your mafulun bihi for the ism fa'il. Kathiratan, that is your naat. Right. Al-halul jumlatu. The sentence may be either nominal or verbal. My brother and sister, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, you have worked very hard and we are quite expert. I can say with confidence in understanding jumla ismiya and jumla failia. And in jumla failia, brother and sisters, the fail can be mudhariya or it can be madi. We know that. Watch for it now, brothers and sisters. Verbal sentence. The first verbal sentence is fi'l mudariya. Okay? Jalastu. I sat down. Why did you sit down, brother? For the reason of astamiu ila tilawatil Quran al Karim min al izaati. I sat listening. To the Quranic recitation from the radio. Here the verb is mudariya. Okay, brothers and sisters? Where is the hal? Where is the hal? The whole jumla. Where is the sahibul hal? Tu. Where is the sahibul hal? Jalastu. Are you with me? Sister Mamuna? Jalastu, I sat. So sahibul hal is tu. Okay. And where is the hal? The whole jumla failure. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Good, brothers and sisters. Now comes jumla failure with fi'l madi. Whenever you have fi'l madi, and that has to come as a hal, you've got to use qad. That's the condition. Highlight the qad. That is the most important thing to determine whether the jumla fi'liya is a hal. Okay? If the fi'l is madi, iltahattu bil jamiyati wa qad. Are you with me? Wa qad. Takharraja akhi. So in this case, brothers and sisters, waw is the wawul hal, followed by jumla failure. And the verb is fi'l madi. And the qad has to come to tell us that this jumla is part of the hal. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So how will you translate? Where is the saibul hal? Tu. Where is the saibul hal? Iltahak tu. I joined the university after my brother had graduated. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the meaning of the sentence. Okay. So we got the examples of two verbal sentences, in which in the first one the verb was fi'l mudari'a, and the second one, what was the second one? Fi'l madi. But if the jumla is coming as a jumla hal with fi'l madi, what is necessary? Qad is necessary. Okay. Next one is, brothers and sisters, nominal sentence. Okay. Hafiztu Qur'ana wa ana saghirun. Okay. So this is wawul hal, and then ana mubtada, saghirun khabar, and jumla ismiya fi mahalli nasbin hal. We know that. Next one, brother and sister. Ja'at jarihu. What is the translation of this? The wounded person came. In what condition did he come? Have you got damuhu or dumuhu? If it is du, change it. Da. Okay? It is. Damuhu. His blood. Brother, write down. Damun. This is singular. What is plural? Dima'un. This is your plural. Jal jarihu. Damuhu, his blood. Yatadaffaku. While he was still bleeding, the blood was coming out. The blood was gushing. The wounded came with blood gushing out. The next one, brothers and sisters, is extremely important. Highlight it. Al-halul jumlatu means the sentence which is coming as a hal should contain a word. And that word is called ar-rabitu. Rabata, to connect something. Rabitu means connector. Connecting it to the main sentence. You have a sentence coming as a hal. Now we need a connector to connect this jumla halia to the main sentence. Okay? Now this connecting word can be either a pronoun, okay, or wow, or both. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When do you need this connector? When a sentence comes as a hal. This is very easy. You are going to love it because it requires thinking. I always say, whenever something requires thinking and you have to think, it becomes interesting. And remember my advice to you, brothers and sisters. The more thinking it requires, the more interesting it becomes. The more tough the question is, you enjoy more in solving it. Ja'atil akhwatu. Translation, Ja'atil akhwatu. Sisters came. Ja'a fi'l, tahutanisi. Where is the file? Akhwat, fine. Yadhakna. What is yadhakna? It's a jumla. What kind of verb is that? No, mudariya. So it's a jumla failure, and the verb is, the fi'l is mudariya. Fine, it's a complete sentence. Yadhakna, translate this sentence only. Yadhakna. They are laughing. They are laughing. Fine, brother and sister. Where is the connector now? Either it is damir or it is vav, or it is damir and vav, both. I don't see vav. So damir here. Where is the damir in yadhakna? Noon. That is your connector. And it connects to the sahibul hal. Where is the sahibul hal? Akhwat. That is plural. And noon is twice plural. So this is your connector. What is the connector? Damir. The sisters came laughing. Here the noon in yadhakna is the pronoun connecting the hal to the sahibul hal. Is it clear, brother and sister? It's very easy. Requires little thinking, brothers and sisters. Now, next one. Dakhaltu Makkata. Translation, brothers and sisters. I entered Makkah. Dakhal, fi'al, tu, fa'il. Makkata, mafulun bihi, fa'il. Washamsu taghrubu. While the sun was setting. So, where is the connector? Wow, only wow in this case. Nothing else. No damir. Where is sahibul hal? Tu. Dakhal tu. Very good, brother and sister. I entered Makkah while the sun was setting. Here the hal has no pronoun connecting to the sahibul hal. The only connecting word is wow. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Next one. Raja Tullabu. Translation, brothers and sisters. The students return. Wahum Mut'abuna. While they were tired. Are you with me? Wahum. We have waw. Plus the damir. Wahum. Look at it, brothers and sisters. How will you analyze it? The way we used to do it? What is waw? Wawul hal. What is hum? Mubtada. What is mut abuna? Khabar. Is it marfu? Yes. What is sign of its marfu? Wow. Why? Jama mudhakkar sa. You got to write everything. Mut abuna khabarun marfuun wa alamatu rafaihi al wawu li annahu jama mudhakkar salim. And then what will you say? Al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli nasubin hal. So that is correct, but we want to find out the connector. Waw and damir. They are the connector. And where is the sahibul hal? Tullab. Is it clear, brother and sister? Inshallah, it's very simple. The students return tired. Here the pronoun whom and the waw connect the hal to the sahibul hal. Brothers and sisters, these things cannot be discussed in book one, not even in book two. And if there is any other book which has these kinds of sentences in the beginning, then the learning becomes very difficult. I want you to admire the farsightedness and the immense planning of Dr. Abdul Rahim. He has planned and he has thought over this and used all his knowledge and expertise in producing these books. In book 1 and 2, you did not get a single Jumla Haliya. Are you with me? You did not get any Jumla Haliya in book 1 and in book 2. It all started from lesson number 2 in book 3. Ma tajaddi wa ana saghirun. This is how we started. And now we are learning in detail about the hal, inshallah. You will take this and keep it in your mind, inshallah. That is why, brothers and sisters, I admire Madina books. Because they are written in a such a way, they are so well planned, that if you study them, you understand almost 90 or even more, 90% or even more of Arabic grammar. Only few things are left out because they are not used frequently. The use of that is rare. But inshallah, when Dr. Abdul Rahim comes in October, we'll all be sitting with him and he's going to teach us all these things, inshallah. Agreement of Hal with Sahibul Hal. Agreement of Hal with Sahibul Hal. Brother, this is like Nath Manuth. The Hal agrees with Sahibul Hal in number and gender. Are you with me, brother and sister? Number and gender. Ja talibu dahikan. A talibu, is it muannas or mudhakkar? Dahikan, is it muannas or mudhakkar? See? Singular, singular. Ja'at talibani. Musanna. What is the hal? Dahikaini. Why kaini? Because hal is always mansub. So dahikani became dahikaini. Very good, brothers and sisters. Ja'at tullabu. Jama. So where is the hal? Dahikina, dahikun, dahikuna, and then dahikina. Understood, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Next one. Ja'at talibatu. A female student came. In what condition? Dahikatan. Singular. Ja'at talibatani. Now it's two students came. So Sahibul Hal has to be Dahika Taini. Got the idea? Dahika Tani became Dahika Taini. Fine, brother and sister. Jatit Talibatu. Dahika Tin. What is Dahika Tin? Jama Muannas Salim. There's a kasra here. Why? Because it's mansub, and when the jama' muannas salim is mansub, it is made mansub by kasra. Are you with me? That's it. Next one, brothers and sisters. One of patterns of the master is fa'ilun. Okay? For example, la'iba, he played. What is la'ibun? Playing. Are you with me, brothers? Master, huh? Fine. So you keep that in mind. It will come in the lesson. Now we are learning about another pattern of broken plural. Here are two more patterns of broken plural. And these are so very important for us to understand. Because this will make the understanding of the Quran very easy and clear for us. Fi'alun. The plural of Naimun, Naimun. What is the meaning of Naimun? A person who sleeps. Make it muannas, Naimatun. Make it plural. For both of them, Niyamun. Fi'alun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? The plural of Qaimun, one who is standing, And kaimatun is kiyamun. Got the idea? What is the pattern? Fialun. Fine. Now the next pattern is fuulun. The plural of kaidun. The one who's sitting. And kaidatun. What is the plural? Kuudun. Huh? The plural of jalisun. And jalisatun is julusun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, the same thing. Dr. Saab will give us the example from Quran. And a beautiful, beautiful verse. Huh? This is the verse which starts with إِنَّ فِي خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. Are you with me? Those who remember Allah. Qiyaman. What is the meaning of Qiyaman? While they are standing. While they are standing. Wa kudan. While they are sitting. Allazina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman qiyamau wa qudaw wa ala junubihim. Allazina yadhkuruna Allah qiyamau wa qudaw wa ala junubihim. Okay, so here the qiyaman is the jama. This is your hall. Where is the Sahibul Hall? Come to the closest, brother. Yaskuruna. What is in Yaskuruna? Wow. That is your Sahibul Hall. Got the idea? Wow is your Sahibul Hall. And Kudau, the same thing. Very good, brothers and sisters. Now, here is a hadith. خرج رسول الله. Rasulullah came out. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا, brothers and sisters, this is إذا الفجاية. Surprisingly, what happened? نسوتون جلوسون. What is جلوسون? Sitting. The ladies were sitting. Okay, brothers and sisters, so here, Julus is the plural. The messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, went out, and surprisingly, there were women sitting. So here is the example of Jalisun, Vajalisatun, and the plural is Julusun. Brothers and sisters, we finished the understanding of the key. We take a short break. And now we will start the main lesson, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we are back from our break. Whose turn was today? Abir, Jazakillahu Khairan for treating the class with snacks. May Allah bless you. We are all energized and fresh, ready to study more. Brothers and sisters, I have written something on the board. I want you to understand. We have talked about it many times. But now we are going to study it in detail. Al-Jumalu. What is Al-Jumalu? That is the plural. Singular is Jumlatun. Plural is Jumalu. Al-Jumalu ba'da nakirati. After a noun which is indefinite, if a sentence comes, then what is it? It is sifatun. What is sifatun? Naatun. Sifatun or naatun means adjective. So, a sentence which comes after an indefinite noun, are you with me? Be that sentence be jumla ismiya or failia, it will come as a naat. Remember, I have told you many times. And then, الجمل بعد المعرفة. What is معرفة؟ Definite. Huh? What will that be? أحوالون. What is أحوالون? جمع أفعال. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. This thing you have to understand it very well. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters. Now I have written some sentences. I want you to pay attention. Raitu waladan. What is it? Waladan? Indefinite. So what is bakiyan? Naat. Correct? Okay. Now I want to change that into that bakiyan, which is naat, I want to change it into hal. But remember, the noun is indefinite. How will I change that bakiyan into hal? Raitu bakiyan waladan. Why? Because that's the rule. If the sahibul hal is indefinite, the hal will come in front. Normally the hal always comes afterwards. Okay? Look at this sentence, brother. Raitu al-walada. What is al-walada? Definite. Then naat came, bakiyan. Make that into indefinite, then you have to bring forward the hal. Got the idea? Are you understanding me? You got to keep that in mind. Huh? This is a very, very important. Next one, brother and sisters. Raitu waladan. I saw a boy. Yabki. What is yabki? What is yabki, brother and sister? Jumla failure. Fi'l and fa'il. What is the verb? Fi'l mudari'un marfun bi damat al muqaddara. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Fine, brother. So this jumla failure has come after indefinite noun. So what is this jumla failure? Naat. The first one. Are you with me? Now, change that into hal. How can I change this into hal? Without changing the sahibul hal. Raitu waladan wa huwa yabki. Now the indefinite noun came, but I had to bring in vowel hal. Okay, and the damir. Okay. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. Now I gave another example here, and which I have written in red circle, which shows you know that al-walada is definite and bakiyan has come as a hal after that. Okay. Ra'aytu waladan. Bring a naat here. What will be the naat? What is the naat? Bakiyan. Got the idea? Raitu waladan bakiyan. I want you to change it and make that sentence into hal. What will you say? Raitu bakiyan waladan. Are you with me? How will you say now? Raitu bakiyan waladan. Got the idea? Now, next sentence, brother. Raitu waladan yabki. What is yabki there? Jumla failure. But what is yabki? Naat. Because it is coming after indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, what will you do? Raitu. Make it into hal. Raitu waladan wa huwa yabuki. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now, this should give you a good idea. And after writing this, brothers and sisters, if you will revise your lessons, keeping this also in front of you, you will have a clear-cut understanding of hal, inshallah. Okay. Now, when we do the main lesson, you are going to tell me where there is a hal. What are you going to tell me? You are going to tell me, where is the hal? Is the hal mufrad? Is the hal al-jumla? Or is the hal being connected with some connector? We will only think about connector when the hal comes as a jumla ismiya or jumla failia. If it is mufrad, you don't need a connector. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But you have to find out in each and every sentence that we study now, where is the dhul hal? Where is the sahibul hal? You got to find out. If you do this very well, that's all, brothers and sisters. You have now mastered. What have you mastered? Hal kaisa hai janab ka? Kya khayal hai aapka? Inshallah. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters, we start. Adarsul Hadi wa Salasun. Adarsul Hadi wa Salasun. Lesson number 31. Baskin Robbins 31 ice cream flavors. Huh? Okay. Al Mudarris. Free advertisement. Al-Mudarris, ma laka muta'aban, ya Ahmad. Brothers and sisters, whenever you will hear ma laka, what is the meaning of ma laki? What's wrong, you know? Ma laka, why are you? Why are you? Then whatever you see. So here the teacher is asking, ma laka muta'aban. Why are you tired? Ya Ahmad. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is muta'aban? It is hal. More than that, it's a maful. You got to figure out everything. What is the verb? Mu has come. Ata'aba. What is the verb? At-aba, form 4. At-aba, yut-ibu, mut-ibun, and mut-abun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So we got to go in detail, huh, brothers and sisters. Fine. Where is the sahibul hal? Ka is your sahibul hal. Huh? Inshallah, very good. Huh? Ahmad,